Clients line up outside the Sister Carmen Food Bank in Lafayette to collect food and request rental assistance. This person, who did not want to give her name, says paying rent in Colorado is hard and becoming a homeowner is almost impossible.
At Sister Carmen, we help with financial assistance like water, gas, and electric bills, and rental assistance.
Avi Ocampo, bilingual advocate, supervisor at Sister Carmen, says the organization has seen a spike in requests for assistance as the cost of living soars.
After COVID and the Marshall fires, we've just seen an increase in people asking for help. And, you know, with the inflation being such a scary thing, it's hard for people to be able to live and choose, do I pay my rent and not eat, or do I eat and I don't pay my rent, and then maybe I'll even get evicted eventually.
Ocampo worries that the soaring cost of living could end up affecting the most vulnerable as well as essential workers.
You know, 86% of Coloradans are facing a housing crisis, and if we don't pass this law, it's just going to continue to get worse. And we just have to think about people in our community with fixed incomes, like seniors, teachers, nurses, and firefighters who work every day to make sure that our communities are safe, are healthy, are educated, and they can no longer live in the communities where they work.
Housing is on the minds of many Colorado voters this election cycle. The Colorado Health Foundation's Pulse poll found that survey respondents were more concerned about the rising cost of living and housing than any other issue. Proposition 123 calls for earmarking up to 0.1% of state income tax revenue to fund grants and loans to local governments to build permanent affordable housing.
We can't afford a Colorado where Coloradans can't afford to live, and that's where we're heading if we don't pass Proposition 123.
Mike Johnston, CEO and president of the Gary Ventures philanthropic organization, says the proposition is a unique opportunity to tackle Colorado's housing crisis.
And it does that without raising taxes. And I think this is really important because it helps make sure that everybody has access to affordable housing, and particularly those folks who are most left behind in the current economic environment. We know this disproportionately affects lower wage workers. We know it disproportionately affects residents of color in Colorado and younger residents, people with kids.
Proponents of the measure, like Johnston, estimate if Proposition 123 passes, it will set aside $300 million each year to fund housing crisis solutions.
We're very fortunate in the fact that we have 225 organizations that are endorsing it and supporting it. We do not have any organizations that have opposed it. And so right now we don't have any opponents. And we think that's because 86% of Coloradans think it's really important to build this affordable housing. So we think we're going to have a lot of support.
But support for that proposition is not unanimous. Michael Fields is with Advance Colorado Action, an advocacy organization in favor of smaller government.
And we are opposing Proposition 123. And basically, the reason for that is that we don't think that government should be more involved in housing, that we shouldn't have more of a government takeover.
Fields disagrees with the argument that Proposition 123 does not raise taxes because it could affect TABOR refunds.
I mean, when they're taking our TABOR refunds, that's a tax increase. So, like, they're going to say it's not. But again, it's still, we have less money in our pockets. If we get that $750 check, if it's $650 next year, they took more of our money, whether they want to call it a tax increase or not.
U.S. Census data shows Colorado has a shortage of about 225,000 homes. Phil says the solution will be to loosen government regulations in order to stimulate supply.
We have to make it easier for permitting. We have to get zoning through quicker and localities. We have to build more and quicker. And that will drive down the cost, not only for low-income people, but for all Coloradans. Because if you have 225,000 fewer units than you need, the cost is going to be too high. And so I just think that government can get out of the way more than creating a few thousand units when we are 225,000 under isn't going to do much, but it's very costly.
Fields is also skeptical that the funds will actually go towards the stated purpose.
Ojalá pase la ley 123 para que ayuden a las personas a alcanzar la meta de tener una casa.
Even if it does pass, just how quickly and effectively Proposition 123 could provide relief to people standing in lines outside of Sister Carmen and other food banks statewide is unknown. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longo-Better.